clean, dirty fun.
A little dirty. I would say clean, yeah, clean, dirty fun.
But Motown, garage, pop. If there was garage punk during the Motown era, that'd be us.
Their sound soaks up decades past, but half the band still gets carted in clubs. Motown to Manhattan, the Beatles to the Strokes. It all adds up to the Postels. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, I'm Rita Houston. The youthful abandon of early rock and roll often gets lost in the pop polish of today. But with the Postels, it's found a home on both counts. The youthful side of things is just reality for the four New York City natives who met not so long ago in high school. And in terms of raw energy, they happen to thrive on the simple power of a hook-filled three-minute rock tune. It made the kids freak when another fab foursome hit U.S. soil 45 years ago. And it made Albert Hammond Jr. of the Strokes take notice and take charge as he stepped in as producer for the band's forthcoming album. The Postels have a self-titled EP to keep an eye out for in the meantime, and an interview with FUV's Alisa Ali in the books, which started out with a story.
Once upon a time, on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, at Columbia Prep High School, we met in ninth grade, and we formed a band, and then we stole the best drummer in New York, Billy Cadden, from another band. So then about a year and a half ago, we started playing, and that's the Postels.
How were you stolen?
He was recruited. Yeah, we had an eye on him for a while.
Yeah, big and tryout.
Chloroform over the face and
it works like a charm.
Okay, so there's also a big part of this story where Albert Hammond Jr. of the Strokes fame saw you playing in a club and decided he wanted to work with you.
Oh, we were playing in a club and he saw us maybe like 3 years ago now, I think, maybe.
Sidewalk Cafe?
Yeah, Sidewalk Cafe.
Oh, you were playing at the Sidewalk, okay.
And he liked it a lot. He was outside, and my girlfriend and my brother went and got him. And then he came in, and he saw us, and he was like, this is pretty good. And now we're going to do our album with him, too.
Right, and he's already worked with you on one song.
Yeah, a song called 1, 2, 3, Stop. Oh, now 1, 2, 3, I just don't stop. You want to stop me in the middle, I want to stop from the top. I say 4, 5, 6, you're calling.
When you were first learning how to play guitar, what was the first song that you tried to teach yourself?
I remember mine was "Love Me Do" by the Beatles.
Okay,
that was the first one I learned.
Probably like "Blackbird."
That's wow! Like, what is your first song?
No, that was my very first. I remember that being like the first like impressive
pretty
song.
Impressive.
Yeah, I don't remember like my very very first song chord wise because like for so long you can't even play all the chords. But I remember the first song where I was like, oh, like, I can actually play, is Blackbird. And for some reason, that tends to be a song that every, like, beginning guitar player plays.
It's so pretty, and it sounds kind of complicated a little
bit. And it's pretty easy.
So do you guys still do a lot of, like, when you're warming up and stuff, do Beatles songs?
Yeah.
Definitely.
We had a rehearsal studio. We were practicing for our recording that we're about to do our album. And we would learn a Beatles song, like, every other day. We had a big Beatles book with all the chord changes, so that really helped us a lot. So tell me, do you like that? I don't think I like so that. So maybe we should stop it. I wish we never stopped. Or maybe we should go. I want to feel okay. I got a problem.
That's White Night, live music from the Postels, recorded in FUV Studio A. You can find this and other in-studio interviews and performances online at WFUV.org.